painted, drew, and etched nearly 100 self-portraits over the course of his career. These images offer intimate representations of the artist's physical and mental state, and their intent has been hotly contested among Rembrandt scholars. Many argue that his early self-portraits were exercises in representing different facial expressions. Other experts posit that the etched self-portraits, which were easily transportable, served as a kind of business card for patrons to see the artist's skill for portrait painting. Still more authorities surmise that Rembrandt's self-portraits are reflective of the philosophical leanings of the time, which centered on René Descartes' infamous theory, "I think, therefore I am." During the 1640s, when Rembrandt was undergoing several personal struggles, the artist briefly turned away from self-portraiture, which is one of the most intimate and personal forms of artistic expression. This dearth of self-portraits during this era underpins the belief that these self-studies were less likely artistic or commercial endeavors than they were emotional self-reflections. If this was the case, it may be likely that Rembrandt believed Descartes' thesis with a slight adjustment. Rembrandt created, therefore he was.